Good evening. This is KC2YXN, Net Control, for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy, and this net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic this evening? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Art and Community Center, and it's at 160 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming in that control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. And you will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. And at this point now, I am listening for EchoLink check-ins. Are there any stations on EchoLink that would like to join us this evening? I will pause for 15 seconds to allow those stations to join us.
KC2YN, this is Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. That's KA3TFB. KA3TFB Bill in Warrendale. Our temperature here in western Pennsylvania is about 42 degrees. We'll go down to 37 tonight. At my transmitting time, I see no other EchoLink stations that have signed on at that time. And I'm good to hear everyone. I hope everyone's doing fine on the net here. And, of course, when we're first on the list, I can never know for sure who's out there. But I wish everyone a good evening and a good weekend. And the handle here is Bill Bravo India Lima Lima. And we will be listening back over the net control, KC2YNKA3TFB, listening.
Okay, Bill, let's see if there are any additional EchoLink stations that will join us. I will now pause. All right. Now, are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations that would like to check in this evening? This is KC2YXS, Net Control, for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking now for all check-ins, and so please call out.
M2PFM, good evening, Kathy.
Okay, leave a little bit of a pause. WA2U, good evening.
Well, what happened, M2PFM?
Alrighty, George, we recognize you. Joining us from Glenfield, and we have Bill and John as well. So I'm going to go to Bill in Warrenville, Pennsylvania. And I know you're listening, Bill, and how are some other things today?
Roger. We are waiting for the stop time here so we can check out. It's been a kind of a dull and dreary day, although we did have some snow this morning that this later on melted as the temperature increased. I don't have a lot of good news, and I don't have a lot of bad news. So with that, we're going to give this back to Net Control, and I misquoted your call sign. Forgive me. This is KA3TFB, back over to net control.
Okay, we're waiting for the ID, and thank you, Bill. KA2TFB, and my call sign is Kilo Charlie 2 Yankee X-Ray November. And thanks for joining us. And you've got warmer temperatures than we do. Okay, going up here to Glenfield to George. George, how was your day today?
Well, good evening, Kathy, and everybody else on the net. So this temperature is 28 degrees. The temperature range today was 18 this morning, and it got up to freezing to 32. And we did have a little light, shall we say, light sunshine this morning, and then cloudy all afternoon, and some good wind to go along with it. So that's pretty much what's been going on here. Say God bless in 73s and 2 PFM. Hope everyone's doing well. Oh, by the way, I think I may have told you this some time ago, but if you remember this, you want an honest politician, you give him a penny for his thoughts, and if he's honest, he'll give you change back from the penny and 2 PFM.
We're both laughing. That's a good one, George. we're 26 degrees here, so, thanks for joining us, from the hinterland. So, next up is WA2U.
WA2. I'm still chuckling over what George had to say. I don't know. He might have stolen the thunder from the joke tonight, but whatever. And good evening to Bill and all the listeners, WA2U, and welcome to the first day of spring. So, we're all chomping at the bits, all the way to go out and put sand on the driveway today. It was very close to a skating rink out there. We could have had a hockey match out there, I guess. But I did get out there with anticipation. The chainsaws were sitting outside in the foyer, and one of the buttons on the chainsaw was in the wrong position, decompression button. So I went out, and I had to start it. So I go, yay, I guess everybody gets ready with golf clubs, fishing stuff for trout season. But here's chainsaws. But nice and cozy in the house, and we've been busy at about this time of the evening, so all is well here with us and the kiddies and the house and everything, but we certainly appreciate people that are able to check in, and we want to make a special effort this evening. So good to hear everyone that's checked in and maybe those that are out there listening. So I will turn it over to the commander here in control, KC2YXN, WA2U, back to net, and we'll say everyone have a great evening and a weekend.
Alrighty, well, I don't know if I'm Commander Cody. This is KC2YXN. I'm looking for any additional stations that would like to join us this evening. Name is Kathy for the Black River Valley Service Net. Please call now.
Kilo Delta 2 Hotel Whiskey November, John in Rochester, New York.
Alrighty, Kilo Delta 2 Hotel, Whiskey November, John in Rochester. How is your weather there?
Good evening, Kathy. Good evening to everyone on the net tonight. Thank God it's Friday. And we are already 1 hour and 25 minutes into spring. I look on the calendar and it says spring, but I look outside my door, it still says winter. You know, unfortunately, old man winter has been showing us his backside for way too long, and I'm sure other people in the Northeast could certainly agree with me there. And I'm looking forward to see spring's front side instead of winter's backside. And yeah, it can't come any sooner. I'm very tired of being indoors. I can't wait to get out. It's hard to put up antennas when it's snowing out. Weather here is 34 degrees. We broke our high of 33 degrees. Woo, one whole degree. But that's typical upstate New York weather here. And other than that, just thank God it's Friday and listen to my nets, which I usually do about 15 nets a week. So Yep, I don't think I've ever checked into this one before, but I must have because I wrote it down on my list. So, all right, Kathy, back to you. This is Kilo Delta 2, Hotel Whiskey November.
Well, thank you, John. We really appreciate checking in with us on Echolink. You have checked in with us before, but it's great to have you join us this evening. My name is Kathy, Kilo Charlie 2, Yankee X-Ray November. I live in the town of Russia, which is in the foothills of the Adirondacks. So, but I used to live in Rochester, so that's a great town. So yeah, we had a sprinkle of snow here today. No sun though, so some of you folks who did have that were lucky. But all right, do we have any comments, queries, or any further check-ins at this point in time? Okay, well, that forces me to do the joke this evening. This is kind of a long one, so I'll have to break in between. And the headline on this is actually a letter someone wrote. And it's written to Potter Insurance Company, Waikiki, Hawaii. And it starts, "Dear Mrs. Jones, I am writing in response to your request for additional information for Block 3 of the accident report form that I submitted to you on April 1st, 1997. I put poor planning as the cause of the accident. You said in your letter that I should explain more completely. I trust the following explanation will be sufficient. I am an amateur radio operator, and on the day of the accident, I was working alone on the top section of my new 80-foot tower. When I had completed my work, I discovered that I had, over the course of several trips up and down the tower, I brought up about and spare parts that I needed. However, that was a little bit more than I could carry down on that, and I didn't need them any longer, and the other material. I couldn't carry them down by hand, so I decided to lower the items down in a small barrel by using a pulley, which was fortunately attached to the gin pole at the top of the tower. And I must say I'm reading this slowly because I am legally blind and I'm reading this on something called a CCTV. So if you can just bear with me, follow along. Securing the rope at ground level, I went back to the top of the tower and loaded the tools and materials into the barrel. Then I went back to the ground and untied the rope, holding it tightly to ensure a slow descent of the 300 pounds of tool. You will note that in Block 11 of the accident report form that I'm 55 pounds, and due to my surprise of being jerked off the ground so suddenly, I lost my presence of mind and forgot to let go of the rope. Needless to say, I proceeded at a rather rapid rate of speed up the side of the tower in the vicinity of the 40-foot level. I met the barrel coming down. This explains my fractured skull and broken collarbone. Slowed only slightly, I continued my rapid ascent, not stopping until the fingers of my right hand were 2 knuckles deep into the pulley. Fortunately, by this time, I had regained my presence of mind, and in spite, in spite of the weight, oh dear, it's messed up. the printer messed up here. Let's see, should have read it. And as you might imagine, I'm terribly sorry, approximately 20 pounds, I'm sorry, folks, something happened. We've been having trouble with the printer, and the rest of it's not clear. So, anyway, we'll have part two next week. And hearing no other check-ins, I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. And I want to thank Bill, George, John, and John for checking in with us this evening. This is KC2YXN. Have a great weekend. 73 to all. This is KC2YXN clear.
Indeed, a good net. KA3TFB logging off through the Echolink system. Good evening to all.
Stations that would like to check in tonight with our traffic, all stations are welcome, of course. Stations can help with.
This is Andrew WBX. Good evening, Jack.
KC2NBU. Good evening, no traffic.
Okay, very good. N2WBX. So, Dennis. KC2NBU. Hello, Ray. Thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated. Any other station with or without traffic?
This is WATU. Good evening, Jack and Carol. We missed you tonight on the net.
WA2U. Hello, John. Well, I can tell you what I was doing. You know, the SU women. We're playing the first game in the NCAA tournament. They never ended until just about 9:30. And they did win. And I've always followed both, actually. So I'm very happy to see them win, at least the first game. I don't know if they'll go much further, but anyways, they won the first one. Okay, very good. Any other stations? With or without traffic? Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated. 7-3 to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2000. If there's a station trying to get into 655, you bring the repeater up, but no audio.
K-8-2-0-Z.
Oh boy, you're not easy tonight, but I got you. Very good. N-5-A-O-W. Good evening, Bob. Thank you for checking in. Thanks to all stations for checking in. 7-3. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. K-8-2-0-Z.